when you look at the impetus for the creation of Dementia Friendly America, it was really the realization that in this nation, currently 5 million people are living with dementia, and that number is going to rise to 7 million in 2025, and then by 2050, 16 million people are going to be living with dementia in the United States. And, you know, when you realize that 60% of people who are living with dementia are living at home and in the community, and that's where they want to live for as long as possible, 1 in 7 of those individuals are living alone. So that really speaks to the fact that our communities need to be able to respond and support people who are living at home and in the community with dementia, and also support their care partners.
Communities like Yellow Springs are taking steps to become dementia friendly. We've talked to them about some of their efforts. Let's talk about how your organization is working to expand this program and what it specifically means for a community to be dementia friendly.
Well, I can't tell you how excited we are to have Yellow Springs join us in this effort. What this really means is the community is making a commitment to be able to look within itself and all the different sectors of the community and to make incremental changes and to increase the awareness within the community of what it means to live with Alzheimer's and other dementias and how to support people. You know, oftentimes I think when people are fearful of dementia and when they see someone who they think may have the disease, they're just not quite sure how to approach them or whether they should approach them. And I think the goal of Dementia Friendly America is to be able to increase awareness of the public, but also people in particular sectors of the community, whether it be healthcare, the police, emergency preparedness, people in the banking industry, business industry, any sector of the community that you and I would come in contact with in our day-to-day lives, well, so do people who have dementia, but oftentimes people don't know how to respond. So the goal of Dementia Friendly America is to help people understand the disease and to be able to help people respond in a way that they feel comfortable and is supportive of the person who has dementia. So it's preparing people when they see somebody with dementia to walk towards them, not to be fearful and walk away.
Would that mean that I'm just aware of the resources of in a community and how I can help that person?
Well, if you are just a person on the street and you see somebody who seems to be confused, it's, you know, being able to walk up to them and say, you know, is there something I can do? Can I help you? Where are you trying to go? And can I help you get there? And or can I help call somebody who can help you in this situation? Having lived through this in my own family with my mom who had dementia, it's being able to have somebody have the patience to understand that someone's not trying to be difficult. They just need more time to be able to process what they want and to be able to have some more patience, whether you're, you know, a server in a restaurant, you're at the checkout counter in the grocery store, you are somebody who is taking somebody's, you know, as they're paying their taxes in City Hall. It's just a matter of being able to understand that there are millions of people who are living in the United States, hundreds of people that are living in your community that just need you to understand what they're going through and to be able to be supportive of that. And that goes for the person who has the disease, but also their care partners. Because in my situation, I mean, I'm an aging professional. I could navigate the services, but taking my mom out into the community to get her hair done, to be able to go shopping, sometimes that became so difficult. And part of that was not anyone being malicious, but it's just that people didn't understand that what I was going through as a caregiver, but much less what my mother was going through.
This is actually something that many families are faced with every day.
So many families. I think that's why we've had such an amazing response to Dementia Friendly America, is because chances are someone in your community or someone you are close to either has this disease or certainly, you know, unfortunately, the probability is will have it. So I think that people see the need, and also if they've experienced it, they want to do something to make their community better and more welcoming to people who have Alzheimer's or dementia.
And how many communities are currently participating in this movement?
Currently, we have 250 communities nationwide in 40 states, and saying that, this is relatively, Dementia Friendly America was really just launched in August of 2015, so we're a relatively new movement. We were launched with just a handful of pilot sites, and once we saw the success of those pilot sites, and I should say that Dementia Friendly America was actually built on an Act on Alzheimer's demonstration in Minnesota. So it may be a young movement, but it has been tested over time and has been viewed from the community's perspective and those who are living with dementia and their caregivers as something that's been very successful and worthwhile.
And as we mentioned earlier, this is something that Yellow Springs community has taken part in, and you will actually be in Yellow Springs to partake in a community forum. It is March 15th. And it's an all-day symposium at Sinclair Community College in the Ponet Center. And you'll be able to see what progress Yellow Springs and other nearby communities have made in this effort.
You know, to be honest, I am so excited. I can't wait to see what they've done. And also, you know, the new ideas of things that they want to launch in their community. I am so excited to be there next week.
And if people in other communities in our listening area are interested in developing this program in their own neighborhoods, how might they get involved?
They can certainly reach out to Dementia Friendly America. They can reach out to us. We have a complete toolkit that is online that really walks you through the steps that you would need to or may want to go through as you set up a Dementia Friendly site. My friends in Yellow Springs have utilized that. And the toolkit really focuses in on helping a community walk through several different sectors that may be that they may want to focus on. As I mentioned, you know, some communities focus on the business sector, trying to make businesses more dementia friendly. Others are focused in on safety, public safety, the police department or emergency management. Some the faith community. And so the sector guide walks through a whole variety of different sectors that a community would want to engage. The key there is for a dementia-friendly community, though, is that we require that launching these efforts engage people who are living with the disease and their care partners in any type of community-based activity, because we think that that's key and critical to ensuring that the community really is meeting the needs of people who have this disease and their caregivers. So we have those resources that are online. We are with the 250 communities that are involved. We are collecting best practices of what these incredible communities are doing across the country. The website is www.dfamerica.org, and you'll find all of the toolkits and all of that information on there. Dementia Friendly America is really focused in on community response, but we also recognize that sometimes if a community isn't ready, that an individual, either because they've lived with a family member who has this disease or they just really are very sensitive and want to respond to people who are living in the community with dementia. So we also have started Dementia Friends USA, which is an initiative that was actually started in the UK, but it is a program that helps individuals to be able to become more aware and find ways that they can respond better to people who have dementia. So that's also another resource. So individuals can get involved and communities can get involved. And I think together we are going to create a movement that really will make this entire nation more dementia friendly. And for that, I am so excited.
Sandy Markwood is co-chairperson of Dementia Friendly America and CEO of the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging. She'll be in Dayton to take part in Dimensions of Dementia Community Forum, March 15th. That is an all-day symposium at Sinclair Community College Ponet Center. And for more information about that and to register, you can visit alz.org/Dayton. Sandy, thanks so much for your time and the information on not only this upcoming event, but what sounds like encouraging progress with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Looking forward to coming to Dayton and Yellow Springs. Thank you so much.